This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was bad news over the weekend for Spain's ruling Conservative Party. A new poll out on Sunday said only about a third of Spaniards would vote for the government again. That just a year after it came to power. The austerity measures that government has put into place have been felt by millions of Spaniards, those down the economic scale, perhaps most of all. In a shantytown called Cañada Real, outside Madrid, 30,000 people crowd into the European Union's largest illegal settlement. It's cinderblock homes and plastic sheeting and a growing number of Moroccan immigrants. John Lawrenson spoke to some of them.
Aziz is retiling the floor of the three-room house where he lives with his wife and son. It's an all-right-looking place, nice little garden with a big, shady fig tree. But there's a snag with this property, quite a big snag. At any time, City Hall might send a bulldozer to smash it to pieces.
They have demolished houses near this one, and of course, I'm worried. Everyone's wondering, what if it happens to me? Where would I go? Of course, stealing is illegal, killing's illegal, selling drugs. But giving shelter to your children? How can that be illegal?
After Aziz washes the cement off his hands, we walk up to the mosque, a few children playing in the dusty road. The Cañada Real sits on public land designated as a shepherd's thoroughfare. No one has the right to build along this 10-mile strip, but the poor have long built shelters here nevertheless. Many live with no water or electricity. The faithful can't all fit in the mosque. 100 men pray outside. Nearly all are construction workers. During Spain's property boom, they built some of the thousands of houses that are now standing empty and unsold. Houses they've built plenty, but they can't afford to live in one, not a legal one in any case. The Cañada Real is growing with new arrivals like this man, Noureddin Amzo.
Now I'm living here, but before I'm in the center of Madrid, it's very expensive.
So you moved here because it's cheaper to
yeah,
live here?
Yeah, actually.
Amzo came to Spain to build houses. Are you working now?
No, I'm not working now. I was 1 year without work. I'm asking everybody and look everywhere, but nothing. Nothing.
He's thinking about returning to Morocco. Others, he says, have done so already. This man, Miloud, is resolved to sit out the recession in Spain with the help of his religion.
Islam.
We are protected by God. We Muslims aren't so worried about the crisis because God knows all and gives all. God provides.
And will they be allowed to stay living in these rough-made houses they built for themselves on the edge of Spain's battered economy? Inshallah, says Miloud, God willing. In the Cañada Real, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.